Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life. The one we all dream of, but dreams just done in us, so I'll be waiting for the real thing.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, on a beautiful Chamber of Commerce morning here in Northwest Florida. If you've ever been to one of our chamber events, ribbon cuttings, anything like that, you'll see the folks in red jackets or red shirts. Those are our chamber ambassadors. And on the phone right now, I have Mark Van Wagenen. He is, I'll call you the head honcho of our chamber ambassadors, and is going to tell us a little bit about the program. Mark, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Todd. Thanks so much for having me, and I appreciate the name, Head Honcho. That's great.
You like that?
But yeah, I've been, and I do. It's very fancy. We'll have to make sure everybody's aware of it.
Yeah, we'll have to get you a shirt or a button or a pin. Maybe we'll get you a pin that has Head Honcho.
That's perfect.
Right. So, well, Mark, first tell us about your day job, and then tell us what you do, because our chamber ambassadors are all volunteers, and I just want to say thank you to all of them for everything they do. But, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself and the chamber ambassadors.
Sure. So I am a transplant, like many here in the Pensacola area. I'm originally from just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. But we've been here in the area for about 5 years. And when we moved to the area, one of my first stops was the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, so I could get plugged into the community. And I was quickly able to get in as an ambassador with a company that I was working for. And I've been an ambassador ever since. So it's been about 5 years that I've been an ambassador, and I've been the ambassador chair for about 2 years now. And it's just been a great opportunity for me to get to know people and get people to know who I am. But as you mentioned, we are all volunteers, so we stay busy doing our day jobs. So my wife and I, we opened up the two Crumble Cookies franchise locations here, one up on 9 Mile Road and in Gulf Breeze. And earlier this year, I took on a new role at the Small Business Development Center at UWF as a business consultant. So between the two, I stay pretty busy, but definitely make time to go to the chamber events and ribbon cuttings and so forth.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's so cool that our ambassadors are so engaged, you know, like you said, coming to ribbon cuttings, coming to events. And, I mean, I like to say y'all are kind of the heartbeat of the chamber. You're the friendly faces that are at all of our events, and we have people from all facets of the business community that are our ambassadors. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so our ambassadors, you know, we're very involved. You know, we want to be that welcoming face. I remember the first event that I went to, I was told, you know, look for a red jacket, and they'll be very welcoming. So Kirk Waters, I walked up to him, and he was very welcoming and made me feel comfortable at an event. And sometimes those networking events can be a little bit intimidating, but it's a great opportunity to meet new people and to grow your business, but then also welcoming new businesses into the community. And one of the most rewarding things for me is that I was a part of so many ribbon cuttings, and to be able to have my own ribbon cutting and my own business, that was pretty special. To have everybody come out and have that support. So we love being connected and welcoming people.
Yes. Well, and I just want to say, you know, on behalf of the chamber staff and the board of directors and all of our members, thank you so much for what the ambassadors do. Y'all are just an incredible group of folks, and appreciate the support that y'all provide. And Mark, thank you for being on the Pensacola Morning News. We're going to John now with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, they're looking good. But if you're headed down Avalon Boulevard southbound, trying to get onto I-10, there's about a 7 to 10 minute delay getting yourself on I-10. So just be aware of that. That's just massive traffic right there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When I say brand names like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you might think, hey, those are very nice cars. You spend extra to get them. They're luxury imports. You have to go to the dealership to get them serviced, right? No. In fact, there's a federal law that protects you in being able to go anywhere to get them serviced. You don't have to go to the dealership. And that means if the dealership is at a distance, like in Mobile or in Destin or something like that, you don't have to spend the money on the gas. You don't have to spend the extra money on going to the dealership. You don't have to waste the time of driving and hoping that the bayway isn't clogged up today. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on US 29. That's right. They just expanded. So they are at their second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29, right across from the Super Walmart. So they have expanded out of that second place, and you can go there to get the same great service on your imports, on your domestic, on your diesel, on your gas, whatever the car is that you've got or truck. CarClinicService.com online, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis and now US 29.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death, which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And on the phone right now, got a guest and a chamber board member, as we've been talking about back to school and everything getting cranked up again for our students. Welcome Dr. Ed Meadows to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Ms. Thompson, and good morning.
Good morning. So, getting ready for things to get cranked up at Pensacola State College. Tell us about the latest.
Well, our faculty will be in convocation today, preparing for Monday when students will be in classes. We have an increase in enrollment this fall, so our admissions and registration office, they're overflowing with last-minute students that want to take courses this fall or programs to enroll in. And, of course, I gave a welcome yesterday morning to over 100 Charter Academy students at the Warrenton campus. They started this week. So we're pretty busy here.
Definitely. Talk about the Charter Academy a little bit. People may not be as aware as they should about what's going on there and how you're really serving a need in that community.
Well, we started with 11th and 12th grade, and this year we were ranked an A school by the Florida Department of Education. We expanded this year, this fall, to 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. This is an opportunity for military people with families that are deploying to NAS or other nearby bases to give them school choice if they wish to enroll their high school student. And we have a pretty significant number of military children that are enrolled. Last year, we graduated 44 high school students, and about 30 of those graduated with their associate degree. So it's a dual enrollment program. The courses they take count toward their associate of arts degree. We've expanded the curriculum this year to include an associate of science degree, where they can get associate degree in cybersecurity or any of the concentrations of business that we offer. And then we'll eventually expand that in the near future, and probably next fall, to programs like applied engineering and even some of our vocational programs, such as nursing. Well, as a matter of fact, we have one student in nursing this year that is still enrolled in our charter. So we did this as an initiative to help the military advertise the fact that there is school choice in Escambia County for those military people that would be considering, one of our bases nearby.
And this is an effort that arose from one of our chamber events probably 4 or 5 years ago, where Captain Kinsella, who was the base commander at the time, mentioned that, there's a real need for this for military families, and Pensacola State College stepped up with this Charter Academy, and it's really been great. And so we really appreciate seeing this in our community.
Well, Captain Costello and I met early on and have continued to meet. He is actually the first commencement speaker at our Charter Academy first high school graduation. So, we owe a great debt of gratitude to people like Captain Kinsella, who brings to our attention things that need to be done in our community to make it better.
Absolutely. Hold on for just a second, Dr. Meadows. We need to get a quick check with traffic on the fives, and we'll be right back with a couple more questions.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. We're back with Dr. Ed Meadows, president of Pensacola State College. And so, Dr. Meadows, as we get cranked up with back to school, As you said, you've got a lot of students who are getting things lined up for the fall, kind of at the last minute. That's typical of young people. But talk about the types of classes and trainings that Pensacola State offers that helps. You talked about it some with the Charter Academy, some of the areas of focus where you get kids in there and can get them trained for jobs that are needed for our businesses.
Well, certainly. Of course, about half of our students are in the Associate of Arts track, which is a university transfer track. And some of those students stay here and go into our cyber baccalaureate degree or our business baccalaureate degree. But most of those students actually transfer to UWL so they can stay home. And about 95% of our graduates stay locally in the region. The other half of our students, that's traditional students and non-traditional adult students, enroll in one of our vocational or technical programs. And we have a great construction science program, applied engineering, industrial management. We have, you know, the aesthetics or professional part of cosmetic arts. And then we have the culinary, a great and wonderful culinary program where they can actually career ladder into the management areas with transfer to UWL. Once they get their associate degree from us. And we even have a special articulation agreement that was the brainchild of a friend of mine called Jerry Goldstein, who's a professor at UWL, where students can take a senior-level course in business here at the college, and that course can transfer as the first course into the MBA graduate program at UWF, and I would doubt it that that may be the only program like that in the state. So it's quite of a unique and creative way to help students see the career ladder. And then, of course, we've got programs like our CDL truck driver training program that's based in Santa Rosa County. We'll be adding diesel mechanics to that that site in the very near future. And you know, I did some mechanics working at the dealerships. They can make six figures in a salary because they're fairly scarce and in high demand. So, everything from welding all the way through cybersecurity on the technical and vocational side. Those are some of the programs. And of course, we have 19 plus. Associate degree programs in allied health science at our Warrenton campus, and one of the largest nursing programs in the state for the RN and the baccalaureate degree in nursing.
So, I mean, so many great programs Pensacola State College offers. If you're someone who's looking to get back and get enrolled, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can call or email us and go to our website and find the information they need to contact, or they can walk into our admission office at any one of our locations. We have the Warrenton campus, which is our nursing and health science campus. We have the Milton campus, which is a wonderful partnership with the University of Florida, where students can stay on campus once they get their associate degree and get their baccalaureate degree in any number of the horticultural areas. And then the South Santa Rosa Center. And we also have a center in Century. So we are close at hand, and you can probably get to any one of our locations driving within 25 or 30 minutes. So it's not too late to register. We have many courses that are embedded in the fall semester, that three different 6-week courses that can help you get started on your general education coursework. And of course, it's always good to talk to an advisor, to make a schedule, to talk to an advisor to lead you in terms of what courses you need to take so you stay on track toward a degree program.
Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Ed Meadows, Pensacola State College. Thank you for the time. Checking out for the news right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Biden and Vice President Harris together today in Prince George's County, Maryland.
This is all about politics. The White House wants to put Vice President Harris front and center as the administration tries to remind people what they're doing to lower costs amid inflation, with a specific focus today on the drug costs.
Fox's Mark Merritt. Now, the vice president travels to North Carolina tomorrow to talk about her economic policies, but that's where Donald Trump was on Wednesday.
Kamala has declared that tackling inflation will be a day one priority. Think of it for her, but day one for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. Why hasn't she done it?
Today, Mr. Trump will hold court in New Jersey discussing anti-Semitism, and the Gaza ceasefire hostage release talks are underway in Qatar. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have clear skies. It is 78 degrees. In Pensacola this morning. New military service members will be required to take cognitive testing when they enlist starting next year. The Department of Defense says a lot of service members suffer traumatic brain injuries while serving. Some, though, may be coming into the service with a prior injury.
On the civilian side, the most common traumatic brain injuries you have are people falling from heights, people in car accidents, and people in motorcycle accidents.
Dr. Sean Miner from HCA Florida West, the Defense and Veteran Brain Injury Center, says more than 400,000 service members have sustained TBIs between 2000 and 2019. The cognitive screenings for new recruits will begin next year. A four-hour manhunt yesterday morning near Brat ended with the arrest of a woman on drug charges. She was also wanted on a felony Alabama warrant. Leslie Marie Whiting was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance without a prescription. Whiting was arrested after being spotted on a security camera on private property off West Highway 4 between Brat and Burnville yesterday morning. The sheriff's office says they responded and took her into custody about 4 hours later on the narcotics charge for possession of methamphetamine. She was booked into the Escambia County Jail in Pensacola and is currently awaiting extradition to Escambia County, Alabama, on that warrant. Well, the city of Pensacola making the largest investment in history in downtown with an overall plan to increase walkability and safety. And the city has announced plans now for what they're calling the new Palafox.
You know, reimagining Palafox to really focus on three things. Safety, of course, first, and we see it both in data, the amount of people, just merely cell phone transactions tracked by the University of West Florida, up about 30% since 2021, almost 40%. And trying to not only anticipate growth in the future, but really to withstand the growth that we're seeing right now, which is, you know, more places for people to walk, to stay safer getting across Palafox.
However, there are some concerns among business owners. Channel 3 says they spoke to some business owners worried about a loss of parking downtown, although the entire plan has a net loss of just 3 parking spaces. The construction is expected to begin in spring or summer of 2024. The cost for the entire project would be around $5 million. And, of course, you can check out the current plans online at thenewpalafox.com. The city is still looking for public feedback on the plan as well. The school year off to a great start. That's what we learned yesterday from Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard. He says they're carrying positive momentum after last year's school grades report was up with nearly 65% of the district schools earning an A or a B.
Anytime you have success and you create momentum, one of the challenges is being able to sustain that momentum. So we're really talking positive. We're making certain that we talk about those expectations, and more importantly, just like I said earlier, that we're walking that walk to do the things that we need to do for our students to see success.
And Leonard said the beginning of the school year is always about logistics and coordinating transportation, food, and employees. He said the district spent the summer working on professional development for its employees. 7:35 right now. John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Everything's looking good except for I-10. If you're between Pine Forest and Highway 29 going eastbound, expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay there. It's just the volume of traffic going through I-10 through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There will be a small chance of rain today, 30% chance overall, high near 94. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. As you go into Friday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Keeping the 90s around through Saturday with a 40% chance of rain, high near 92. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 78 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. Getting a look at our market reports.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Starbucks plans to pay incoming CEO Brian Niccol $10 million in cash and $75 million in equity awards when he joins the company from Chipotle. Niccol will be paid an annual base salary of $1.6 million with the opportunity to earn more than $7 million in cash. Starbucks shares rose 25% upon the news of Niccol's recruitment. Payments firm Airwallex has reached an annual revenue of $500 million after seeing significant growth in its North American and European businesses. CEO Jack Zhang said the company is hoping it will be ready for an initial public offering by 2026. Airwallex was most recently valued at $5.6 billion and is backed by Tencent. Futures are slightly higher ahead of additional inflation data later this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 242, the NASDAQ up 4, and the S&P 500 up 20. That's your money now.
7:37, our next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, filling in for Andrew McKay, and we know what that music means. It means it's Thursday, and it's time to hear from Mike Wood, Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer. Mike, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, and good morning.
So, what's new with PPD?
Well, the good news is that I don't have a lot to tell you about on major crimes since I talked last on the show. That's good news. It's bad for radio and content. But I can tell you that a little bit of bad news is that we've had a lot of traffic stops made and citations issued since school started in school zones. We have officers, traffic officers, patrol officers watching these areas, these zones, very well. And there have been people violating the speed limits. And we all know that's our children that are crossing in those areas. And yep. We just want people to be a lot more careful, pay attention, and hopefully you won't see the blue lights behind you in those zones, because that's something that we have a zero tolerance for, and it can get very expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, we've talked about it a little earlier this morning that it is, you know, the first week of kids getting back to school, and there's a lot more traffic on the road, and you have these slowdowns around schools, but, you know, you got to be patient. It may take a few minutes longer to get to work, but it's not worth getting pulled over. It's not worth the ticket. And also be mindful of the school buses when they're stopped as well.
Yeah, that's something else that we have to talk about too, because people sometimes get confused on when do you have to stop if you're in the opposing lane. In other words, if you're coming at a school bus head on and you're on a four-lane highway, do you have to stop? And the answer, there's two answers actually. If the median is raised, in other words, a concrete barrier or something that you would have to drive over, or if it's grassy, a ditch or just grass in between you and that school bus, the answer is you do have to stop. So, you don't have to stop. Okay. You do have to stop if it's a flat median, such as, and I'm picturing 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, places like that, that have a flat median, then you do have to stop for that bus. So if it's grassy or if it's raised, you do not.
Okay. So if it's basically just the entire road, you have to stop. If it's something in between the median, something like that, that there's a clear break, then that's okay. But if it's mainly just turn lanes and that sort of thing, then you need to stop.
Yeah. And, you know, and if in doubt, then at least slow down and stop. There's nothing there. Nobody's going to say anything to you for stopping, for being extra cautious. But we do need people to pay attention to those things. And if you think about it, a lot of people on their way to work in this area, there are a lot of schools, a lot of school zones, and you probably pass through one every day, and they've gotten used to no school over the summer, and it just, you know, the flashing lights are going to be on when the school zones are active. Some of those, most of those are 20-mile-per-hour zones, and we have a few that are 15 miles an hour. So just want everybody to be careful. We don't want to write these tickets, and we certainly don't want to see anybody get hurt.
No, absolutely. And you know, there are the signs that are near the schools that have the flashing lights when you need to respect those limits. But yes, you know, as you're out there, be careful. Have an eye out for the kids, but you also have parents that are walking with kids, and just be careful and help everybody have a safe back to school. Anything else happening that folks need to be aware of out there?
No, nothing else is happening. Like I said, we had a very quiet week as far as major crimes go. That's a great thing to be able to say, but nothing going on right now. So I'm hoping that next week I'm able to say the same thing and try to search for content. I tease Andrew a lot and say right. that we may have to start trading recipes on the phone, but that's a good thing because there's a lot of cities the size of Pensacola that have lots of major crimes to talk about every week. And fortunately, right. In Pensacola and the surrounding area, this is not one of them.
Well, maybe Andrew just needs to go out of town more often. Maybe that's a... I'm joking.
Yeah, we can start there, yeah. Yeah. But maybe that's the key.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, when Andrew leaves, the action, I don't know, it slows down.
You know, we keep a lot of stats, and maybe I should add that one and see what happens when he's here and when he's not. And if crime increases, well, you know, that's kind of hard to argue with, so we'll have to see.
Right. I mean, maybe people are just trying to get Andrew's attention. I don't know. I mean, they just want to be a part of the show. But yeah, you know, the more data, the better. We can, you know, just understand what's happening in our community. So that you're going to add that to the old spreadsheet.
Absolutely.
That's
I'll
awesome.
See what I can do.
Good, good. Well, it's great to hear that things are pretty peaceful in our city, and that our PPD is there to protect us. And just want to say thank you from the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce and the business community for all you do. And have a great weekend, Mike.
I appreciate it. You too, sir.
All right. With that, we're kicking over to John with traffic on the fives.
Thank you. I-10, if you're headed on I-10 westbound right around mile marker 13, there's a traffic barrier partially in the road, so use caution with that. Also seeing some delays right now if you're trying to go I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. It's just traffic is starting to back up, and that's going to cause you about a 10-15 minute delay. So just be aware of that. Other than that, it looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth. Okay, obviously you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdinand Boulevard in Crestview.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Got this in pocket, gunpowder, I'm gonna use it, intention, I'm feeling mental.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Let's get a quick check of headlines with David Wayne. David, take it away.
Well, a new rule from the FTC will ban marketers from using fake reviews that were generated by AI. The Trade Commission said yesterday that the rule will take effect in October. It'll also forbid marketers from using bots to inflate their number of online followers. All five FTC commissioners voted to adopt that rule. Big Lots apparently is planning to close about 300 different stores. That's like a quarter of its U.S. locations. This comes after the chain says that ongoing financial issues have put them in substantial doubt. Now, their website lists closing sales at 11 different Florida stores, but none of those in our direct area, the closest location currently listed in that list is Destin. And raise a glass of milk in honor of Wally Amos, the founder of Famous Amos Cookies. He's died at 88 years old. Amos launched Famous Amos Cookies after he ran a bakery in Hollywood back in the 70s. Family members say he died after complications from dementia.
Rest in peace. Delicious cookies. Love them. So, Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News this morning. I want to talk a little bit about the Chamber and some of the events we've got coming up and some of the folks who are involved with our Chamber. Every month, the first Friday of every month, we have our Good Morning Pensacola Breakfast. And these are held at Scenic Hills Country Club. It's a great networking opportunity. You get a full breakfast buffet and sit-down program. It starts at 7:30 a.m. with networking. Program starts around 8. But it's just a great opportunity, again, to connect with about 120, 130 business folks in our community. And, really encourage you, if you're interested, go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. You can register for that. In September, we're going to have Mark Faulkner from Baptist Healthcare will be our keynote speaker. Baptist is sponsoring September's Good Morning Pensacola. Thank you to them. And just we'll be getting an update on their latest activities. So we're excited for that. So Good Morning Pensacola, first Friday of every month. Go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com, to register for that. Pretty much always sells out, so I would encourage you to go ahead and get your slot reserved. But look forward to seeing you at that. And September 18th, about a month from now, we'll have our annual meeting. You may not know that the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce is the oldest sustaining chamber in the state of Florida. We started in 1889, and we've been in existence continually since then. So this will be our 135th annual meeting. Very excited. You're going to have a great program. Get an update on all the activities that have been going on at the chamber. We've got a new focus on workforce. We've hired a workforce development director working with CareerSource Escarosa. Her name's Carolyn Fries. She's been with us for about a year. Really trying to connect the business community with our providers. And we were talking to Dr. Ed Meadows earlier about the trainings they have at Pensacola State Colleges, but trying to get the chamber and CareerSource more connected with the ecosystem to get the folks who are looking to job for jobs into jobs, and to get those who have jobs, which I hear about every day from the business community. Everybody needs workers. So we're trying to get those workers connected into those jobs. And we're going to hear in the next hour from Jim Howe with Landrum HR about some of the things that are happening in our community with workforce, and get a better understanding there. So again, annual meeting on September 18th. That'll be at Sanders Beach. Again, you can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com, to get more information. And I mentioned you had Dr. Ed Meadows on earlier. He's on our chamber board of directors. But I really want to just give a shout out and a thanks to our board. We've got a great board, very engaged, led by David Delleman with Cox Communications. He's our board chair. And we do two-year terms for our board members and our officers. So it allows for that continuity and opportunity for growth throughout those 2 years. All right, kicking over to John for traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, if you're traveling eastbound right around Pine Forest all the way down to Highway 29, through that construction zone, I'm seeing a lot of extra heavy traffic. So plan about an extra 10 minutes on that commute right there. And Highway 29 over there by Burgess Road, at that intersection, seeing some major delays also. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. So, again, just talking about the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce and some of the things we've got going on. We also have a focus, I mentioned workforce development, but focus on economic development. We've got two different committees that look at that. We've got our Innovation and Entrepreneurial Committee, which is chaired by Lloyd Richard, who has a true passion for entrepreneurship. And we want to really connect those folks, bring those entrepreneurs and small business starters together to learn about the resources we have in our community. There are a lot of free or very inexpensive resources that are here. We have Florida's Small Business Development Center at UWF, other resources that are here, and that's what Lloyd is doing with this committee. Let's get those startups, those entrepreneurs, the support they need. We've got so many great things here in Northwest Florida. The quality of life, the beach, the weather, things that people love. But we also want to make sure that we're providing the support for our entrepreneurs and folks in innovation to get those businesses up off the ground and continue that growth. So if you're interested in that committee, you can contact us up at the chamber. Again, Lloyd Richard heads that up. And then we've got what's called our business roundtable. This is not just a chamber. It's really a community organization that you can be a part of. There is a fee to join, but we want to bring our business leaders together to talk about what's happening in economic development and learn what's happening in our community. How can we support each other? If there are big projects out there, what can the business community do to get involved and get engaged and support those efforts? So, again, you can contact us at the chamber. Rick Byers, who's going to be my guest. I actually have a show every other Monday on Pep Talk at 10 a.m. So this Monday at 10 a.m., I'm going to have Rick Byers, who serves in a number of roles, wears a lot of hats in our community with economic development. He's the interim president of Florida West. So we'll be talking about economic development with Rick. Join us Monday at 10 for that. But check out all of our offerings at PensacolaChamber.com, and we will be back after the top of the hour news.